This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Are you ready for Impact, Keith?
What?
Yes.
Impact.
Yeah.
Players.
Impact players. Yeah. Impact players. All right, I needed to clarify there a little bit.
It's a little early for me.
I'm halfway through my coffee. But yeah, no, I'm ready. I was born ready.
Is this coffee number one you have on the when you're on your route to work? That's number one.
Yeah.
So I have a little home coffee.
Then
I have a little work coffee.
Because like I told you, I only do I only do iced coffee.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't do it at home. But it ends up being a whole thing.
It's
never the same.
Nah, it's poor. When we make it in the Jones household, it never really
it doesn't
is
really
what
work.
I'm looking for. No.
Yeah. And so anyway, so I get one on the way in. Now there's different times if you want to get to this. If I get it near my house, it's usually drained by the time I get here. Then I'm disappointed. I try to get one closer to work if I can hold off.
That's the challenge.
And then I at least have it for like
but now
the
you're
first...
fiending for caffeine.
Yeah.
Now
Like,
now you're itching yourself.
Oh yeah. I'm yelling at people. I'm like real mad in the car. So yeah, no. This is my first coffee of the day.
All right.
Well, usually a one and done scenario.
But
it's a jug.
We've talked a lot about quarterbacks throughout the course of the week, and it doesn't mean we won't talk about them more today. But you hear of Vrabel yesterday, and we played that live here on Jones and Keefe, talking about how Justin Herbert's one of the best QBs in the league. Drake May is an MVP candidate. Like, I'm with you, Keefe, on something you said earlier this week. I would take May in this matchup, but I don't think it's a huge gap between the two of them.
No, I think Herbert gets looked down upon around here, and for a couple of reasons, right? I mean, 0-2 in the playoffs, like, that is his record, and it was a really bad performance the last time around, and really both bad losses when you look at it.
Oh, yeah.
It's only two cracks at it, but it's those are the two biggest games of his career, and he wasn't very good in them, and up until last year had a lot of really bad games against the Patriots. So I think when you add all that together, people view him pretty poorly. Also, he was getting like lumped in with Allen and Mahomes and Burrow maybe too quickly because he had an awesome rookie year and he put up some really good numbers. And
his second year, he put statistically
better,
was
right?
Monstrous too. Yeah,
but he was one of those guys that did have like a really good year. I remember his rookie year was really good and was one of the reasons we would point to like why Drake May should have played right away. We're like, look at this guy. And I know he didn't play week one, but I think it was week two he started because they injured Tyrod Taylor, puncturing his lung on the sideline. But either way, he got thrown in there, and he was really good. Curran brought something up that on Tuesday that I agree with Herbert, too. And you can take this one either way. He thinks he was getting too much excuses because he had bad coaches prior to Jim Harbaugh. But I'd say that's also the reality. I mean, when you have Brandon Staley going for it on every single fourth down, and Brandon Staley playing your wide receivers in Week 18, and you don't have him now for the playoffs, like, he had two bad NFL head coaches prior to Jim Harbaugh. So I know he lost last year with him in the playoffs, but now this is also sort of like a new – he's in better hands now than he ever was before.
He is, but statistically he's taken a pretty big hit when he's gone to the Harbaugh offense.
Uh-huh.
Although he's thrown – it surprised me yesterday. We talked about this yesterday. I'm surprised he threw more passes than Drake May this year, just volume of attempts. I'm surprised he threw more.
Me too, and he played one less game, didn't he?
Correct. He played 16 games.
Surprising.
So Harbaugh – the 2 years under Harbaugh, rather, with Herbert, 3,800 yards, 3,700 yards, 23 touchdowns, 26 touchdowns, three picks, 13 picks. So the picks went up this year. But, like,
although if
early in his career, he's thrown for 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns. Like,
so last year, though, was his highest QB rating. Like, if you want to throw that stat in there, like, he was more efficient. Last year, he only threw three interceptions all season.
Yeah, I think
this year it was up to 13.
I think Harbaugh is getting more out of him.
Yeah.
But just the
to make him run it a little bit better.
The gaudy stats from early in his career, that might be part of the reason why I think he's looked down on or underrated here in New England. Mm-hmm. Certainly because we talked about this earlier in the week, all the bad games he played against Belichick. And, you know, specifically just the fact that he's lost these playoff games and everybody around here expects you start 10-0 in the playoffs like Brady did.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson's a loser and Justin Herbert's a loser. And I'm sure they'll make excuses if Drake May loses on Sunday. But anyway, that's a lot on these quarterbacks, which is actually not where we want to begin the show here today on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock with a full wild card weekend preview at high noon. We'll make all our picks in just 60 seconds, so stay tuned for that. We're going to talk to Taylor Kyle, CLNS. He's going to break down Patriots and Chargers heading into the game on Sunday night. Always excellent stuff from Taylor Kyle's. That's at 11:30. And we have a Keefer Madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. Beyond the quarterbacks, Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
May and Herbert, which is, I think, close. Edge goes to Drake May, but it is close. Who's going to make the biggest impact in this game among non-quarterbacks? Take May out.
Yeah.
Take Herbert out.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest impact player on Sunday?
I kind of think it might be Milton Williams. I love Big Milt, best friend of the show. That helps. But you saw him come back. You saw a few games without him, which I think also sort of allowed everybody to realize just how important he has been for this team all year. We talked to Christian Ellis about it on Monday. He's like, oh, my God, this guy just wrecks the game.
Raving about
it. Yeah, he loves him, and as he should, especially that position. If anybody can understand the impact Milton Williams had, it'd be the guys lining up right behind him.
And raving about the leadership and everything else, too, beyond just the on-field
play. He's got the playoff chops from last year, going all the way to the Super Bowl, sacking Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And we know the Chargers' offensive line isn't very good. So Milt Williams could cause absolute havoc, and he's one of those guys that's perfect because he can help slow down the run game, right? And you saw Omarion Hampton on the injury report yesterday, didn't practice for the Chargers.
Yeah, what is that?
He's an ankle injury, apparently.
But that's got to be maintenance, right? I mean, I don't know if you want to give a guy maintenance on a Wednesday going into a playoff game, but that's got to be – he's been playing. That's got to be maintenance.
But Keenan Allen was on there for non-injury related. That's straight-up maintenance.
Well,
they even said so.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, Hampton did – he broke his ankle or whatever it was
year.
So maybe it's, you know, the after effects and management of the ankle
injury.
Both
teams had a lot of guys on the injury report yesterday, but with the Patriots, it was almost entirely illness, whereas the Chargers had all, like, injury designations. So, I mean, I assume he plays. I'm just saying – throw that in there between Vidal and Hampton. We talked about them yesterday, but he can help slow those guys down. He can make an absolute problem for Justin Herbert and be in his face all day. So I would say the guy that you spent a lot of money on in the offseason and has lived up to it this season, I would fully expect him to be a big part of the game on Sunday.
So we never discussed this beforehand.
No.
It's always very organic and natural.
Same
I agree.
Guy?
I mean, Milton Williams to me is the pick, and you highlighted it. I think, and we got pushback on this yesterday, tail of the tape. Go check it out, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram.
It's up there.
We had a full breakdown on the field, off the field, head coaching matchup, all of it. We gave the advantage to the Patriots' defensive line, which, as we said on the air, really boils down to the interior, Milton Williams and Christian Barmore. When you get to edge rushers and linebackers and really more of a outside pass rush, big advantage for the Chargers.
Yeah.
But I think Milton Williams can exploit the interior of that O-line, which they're banged up across the board. They've been poor across the board. And, yeah, he's just been a big money, big time player, at least on the run for the Eagles last year in the postseason. I expect to see that again. He was back for the Miami game, and his presence was felt immediately. Like, he was so obviously making a difference for the Patriots defense. And they struggled to stop Miami for various stretches, but he stood out on that defense. To me, Milton Williams is that name. So we agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did you consider, and who else would you have kind of next up after Milton Williams?
So I think on the other side, to give the Chargers some credit for actually having some good players, Derwin James, you know, again, going back to Patriots Monday, Hunter Henry highlighted him, how good he is, one of the best safeties, if not the best safety, probably Kyle Hamilton. But then after Kyle Hamilton with the Ravens, it's probably Derwin James. He's been doing it for a while. He can cause a turnover. I think he has a couple sacks on the season. Like, so he's kind of all over the field. And we've seen Drake May really utilize the tight ends. You know, Hunter Henry, he's relied on. Hunter Henry was second on the team in receiving yards and first in touchdowns. And then Austin Hooper had a bunch of big plays throughout the year. So if Derwin James helps eliminate some of that, that gives them certainly more of a chance in the game. But if you're like looking for like individual like star players, I would say Milton Williams, Derwin James, and then maybe you got to go down to Christian Gonzalez. Like, hopefully Christian Gonzalez, he's only a few games away from maybe getting a massive, massive contract.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
And this could help solidify things for him, strengthen his case. I think he's had a good year. There's definitely been moments where you can nitpick throughout the year. I'm curious how they're going to use him. They have three different receivers that they kind of throw to equally. And I don't think he's going to be just like on one of those guys or anything.
No, but I think he's gonna have a side of the field. Yeah, and I honestly think if Herbert's throwing at him, I think it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, and he shouldn't.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to pick on Carlton Davis, and they're going to try to dictate their matchups, whether they're in man or zone. And I think that's what they're going to do. Like, I think Gonzalez is a good player. I think the Chargers, the way the Patriots use him, and you say you're curious how they're going to use him, I think we know. The same way they've used him all year, I think.
Right.
If they're going to unleash something new in the postseason, great. But
you never know. Something up their sleeve?
Maybe. Yeah. I think we know how they're going to use them. And I think it's kind of a waste, and it's kind of useless. And I think the Chargers shouldn't even throw towards them, in my estimation. So the names I went to, Derwin James is a good one. You know, Vrabel highlighted him. Henry highlighted him with us. Yeah. I heard May and Diggs talking about it yesterday. I mean, Drake May apparently, and I didn't remember this coming up last year, but I guess when they played the game last year in December, they got smoked 40-7.
Yeah.
During the week, May said, when he was playing Madden, he used to play with the Chargers, and he played as Derwin James a lot.
Nice.
Like, man, he's so young. I feel like Derwin James still seems young. Yeah, how did we miss that last year?
That's really good.
I don't know how we missed that. Yeah. But so May was very complimentary. Diggs was very complimentary. Henry, Vrabel, everybody. I think he's a good one. I'm curious about Ladd McConkey, who had a down year.
Yeah, he did.
And you've become a Bryce Purdy convert, Keith.
Yeah.
Based on your fantasy success, I feel like you're way down on Ladd McConkey.
He screwed me in the show league.
Based on those fantasy burns.
Yeah. He was bad.
I just don't forget, like, for a full season and off season, we were lamenting, and it's still horrible, you know, trading out of the Ladd McConkey pick, turning it into Jalen Polk and Javon Baker.
Oh, yeah. No, it was still a bad.
And Ladd McConkey is coming in.
Swinging a miss.
Dominating you last year in December.
Yeah.
Different team, different coach here for New England. Patriots are way better. I get all that. I'm just curious if we feel any of those burns from the Ladd McConkey blown pick
a year ago.
And I wonder if that's still there. Because I don't think they're going to go at Gonzalez. And I think you're going to have a lot of Ladd McConkey matched up on either Carlton Davis or Marcus Jones. I think that's advantage Ladd McConkey.
I was really surprised to see, looking through it, because you saw that Herbert didn't throw for like a zillion yards. He didn't throw for a zillion touchdowns. But then looking through the stats going into this game, that he actually targeted Keenan Allen
the most.
More than anybody else. He had more catches than anybody.
I was going to say, didn't Allen have like 80 catches? That's shocking to me.
Keenan Allen had 81 catches on 122 targets. He was 12 yards shy of McConkey. Again, the top three receivers were all within like 50 yards of each other. So the yards were basically a wash. Quentin Johnston was the guy that had the most touchdowns.
Yeah, he's, but it was kind, like, of the, he's kind of the big play guy out of those three.
Yeah, but it wasn't like one of those like, oh, are they going to have like 3,000-yard receivers like, you know, the Colts or like the old Gray Show on Turf or something like that. Like, no, 3 700-yard receivers. You know, one guy had the most yards, one guy had the most catches, and one guy had the most touchdowns, right? They spread that out. But remember Keenan Allen last year with the Bears? He looked like he was 300 pounds. He was so slow. Like, he can still catch, but you're like, I don't know. They don't seem to be super explosive. I know Johnston earlier in the season started out really good. Because remember, I think we tiered wide receivers and we had him ranked really low. And people were like, ah, that guy's having a good year. And then it kind of was fine. But yeah, Ladd McConkey, I think, still has it in him. But last year, he was like 1,100 yards. You were like, oh, man, if that's his baseline, like, what is this guy going to be? And then he had like pretty, like a pedestrian year. He's still good. I'd still take him in a second. But yeah, I'm curious how he's going to be. He matched up well, really well against the Patriots last year, but this, of course, is a much different team.
Yeah, so that's another name that I'd consider. Diggs probably belongs on that list as well.
Sure. What about the running backs?
Well,
Pat's running backs? No. Hendo and Ramondre? The reigning AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
I don't think the Patriots are really going to be able to run on this team, to be honest. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they get completely shut down, but I don't think it's going to look like it did against Miami,
well,
where they're
no.
just running
it's
wild.
It's not going to be like the last couple of weeks.
But, you know, they've been able to run and utilize those two backs. So if you want to mix them in as well, go right ahead. 617-779-7937. Who's the biggest impact player in this game on Sunday? Among the non-quarterbacks, mm-hmm. take May out of it, take Herbert out of it. Do you think that's what it comes down to, Keith? Do you think it comes down to these two QBs, or do you think it comes down to something else?
I'll be simple. Yes, it's going to come down to the QBs. I think we've seen Drake May this year, and one of the things that people have really pointed to now when they're making their MVP arguments is there are no other Pro Bowlers on offense. Like, it is Drake May, and we both love what Steph Diggs has done this year, but he's not Jamar Chase, at least not anymore in his career. And so Drake May has really upped the level of play of everybody around him. Like, if you take each guy that they have on the team, it points back to Drake May. Like, you're like, all right, right now the number two receiver, because Matt Collins is out, is what, Pop Douglas? Maybe Kayshon Booty?
I would probably lean Booty, but
yeah,
it's
like
not,
like you just go through and it's like, you know, it's average above average players, and then it's Drake May. And then I think on the flip side of that, the Chargers, we just went through the receivers, how they're a little bit underwhelming to me. I don't like their tight end. I don't like their running backs, and their O-line's bad. So yeah, it's going to be about Justin Herbert. Now, you can get into one of those things where if there's pressure on him all day long, you're like, oh, the O-line let him down. True. But Herbert is going to have to kind of overcome all of that if he wants his first playoff win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it is about the quarterback.
I mean, I hate to oversimplify
it. No, I know, but, like, sometimes
actually,
that's the answer.
Actually, I love to oversimplify it. That's actually my favorite thing to do. It's going to come down to these two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And if Herbert loses, he's a choker.
Right.
And if Drake May loses, I don't know if we officially put the choker label on him, but there's – you put him on notice. He's on choker notice if he loses
again. No, it is, because it happens quickly.
Depending on how he plays.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier in the week.
How he plays. It's a home game. They are favored, but they're not, like, 10-point favorites. Right, you know, like if the only big giant like point spread on the board is the Rams Panthers game, so that would be one where like if the Panthers win, you're like, oh my god, like what a bad loss that is. So like this game is pretty close in that sense. So I wouldn't put it on them, but again, think about how a lot of people, including people listening, feel about Justin Herbert, and that's two playoff losses. So if you're going to weigh that, be like, oh, that's bad. Or like when Lamar got off to his slow start,
also
or
think
Peyton
about,
Manning or
think
whoever.
About how if you lose to the choker, you guys all think Justin Herbert's a choker and a gag artist and he stinks on the other side, and now you're losing to him.
So I wouldn't go there yet, but I could understand how it at least begins the conversation. So something's going to give. One of these guys at least is going to get their first playoff win.
Okay.
So there's that.
You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. We'll talk about this with Taylor Kyles coming up at 11:30. You can check out his work at CLNS. Always a good breakdown from Taylor Kyles. We will go through Wild Card Weekend, preview it in just 60 seconds each at High Noon and a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. On the way next, I thought Steph Diggs had an interesting comment about Drake May and his leadership and his emotions and something that Steph Diggs wants to see out of Drake May moving forward. I'm curious if we get any of that on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.